Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Moscow says that there are tactical nuclear weapons deployed in Belarus during Ukraine conflict. Belarus, Minsk says, the Russians have deployed tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The Minsk statement includes the possibility that Minsk has some decision-making on the use of those weapons. Russia is said to be the possessor, but then again. Now we have news from a very influential think tank in Washington, the Heritage Foundation, that Poland has requested in some fashion nuclear burden sharing involving stationing nuclear weapons in Poland and training Polish pilots to deliver nuclear weapons. The Heritage Foundation supports this request. I pause there to welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, to comment on what now looks to be the potential of having tactical nuclear weapons on both sides of the fragile border between NATO and the Russian Federation during Ukraine conflict. Henry, a very good evening to you. In the event that there are weapons in both countries, what do you measure to be the fresh risk? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I guess I'm a more ambivalent than the Heritage Foundation on this. First of all, even the Poles retreated after they made their first request to say, well, maybe you don't station the weapons, but could you make it possible that the planes that you'll sell us would be able to deliver these things, and then later maybe you could send us the weapons in a crisis? So even the Polish military bureaucracy is a little bit ambivalent about this request to put nuclear weapons on their soil. And I think the reason why is NATO would be hesitant for all the reasons implied by the tone of your question, which is it might make things worse, number one. And number two, it's really a vote of no confidence, this demand of the Poles to put things on their soil. It's a vote of no confidence in whether NATO will come to their defense, or more important, if the United States will. Now, we have the same kind of problem with South Korea, who wants very much to get weapons on their soil unless we do certain other things to reassure them about our commitment to protect them both conventionally with nuclear weapons, which is what we're now doing as best we can. My guess is this is what the Polish request is more likely going to be about, which is, are we going to treat Poland at least as well as we treat South Korea? I suspect we're going to have to, judging from the anxiety they've clearly expressed.
We go to The Guardian. In the United Kingdom, the Russian Foreign Ministry has said Moscow will view any move to return U.S. nuclear weapons to the United Kingdom as an escalation and will respond with, quote, countermeasures for its own security. This comment is based upon a presumption by Moscow. It has to do with an Air Force report, U.S. Air Force report, preparing a budget item for building a dormitory at Royal Air Force Lackenheath in Suffolk for personnel on a, quote, potential surety mission. That is euphemism for nuclear safety and security. In other words, Russia's presuming that there will be tactical nuclear weapons of some fashion based in London. Again, Henry, this is NATO's business. It is not Russia's business. And the rhetoric here seems mighty ironic given those weapons in Belarus.
Well, it seems like we're trying to signal to the Russians that we're capable of redeploying our weapons to the United Kingdom. that the Russians are upset is truly it gives hypocrisy a bad name. I mean, they've done the exact thing in Belarus. They're not in a position, I think, to be complaining so much as if they don't want us to redeploy, there's a real simple solution. Don't follow through on redeploying to Belarus. And of course, you know, they're tone deaf on this point. Actually, the Chinese have been upset with the Russians doing this as well, because they're frightened that we might conceivably redeploy weapons to South Korea and Japan at a time where they don't have, equal, much less superior nuclear weapons numbers to our own deployed numbers on bombers and missiles and submarines. So, the Chinese, have been pretty adamant that, we really should view the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as not allowing any redeployments anywhere. So there you go. The Russians are kind of sticking out like a sore thumb. But if we follow through and do redeployments, I don't know where this stops.
There is the suggestion that we're in a new arms race with the Russian Federation and China, and it involves nuclear weapons. We know reportedly that China is building silos in its northwest to accommodate missiles that can carry multiple warheads and overwhelm what is now the U.S. presumption that Russia is the nuclear power to worry about. You have observed, Henry, that this escalation is underway regardless. We're all building weapons. How so?
Well, I mean, we're certainly ginning up the mill in the U.S. in one respect. There was a test this week of a Minuteman III missile, which is routine. But what was not routine is they tested it with what it used to have, at least about half of the force, I'm told, had, and that is the ability to deliver three warheads in what's called a multiple independently retargetable vehicle, or MIRV. Well, we did the test with three vehicles. Now, why is that important? Well, all 400 of the ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles that we now have stationed, only have one warhead. And I think this test suggests, well, you know, we could take some warheads out of reserve and put two on, you know, about half of the 400, and that'll plus us up, you know, two times, I guess, 200, another 400 warheads. There you go. You want us to do that? Now, I assume we're not going to do that until it's clear that New START, which limits doing this, prohibits it, actually, roughly, limits, I think limits is right, it is clearly not going to be renewed. And we won't know that for another year or so. So I think we're all kind of getting our track shoes on and, you know, doing our push-ups. I mean, this is not, passive activity. I guess the question would be, where is the diplomatic initiative to say, well, if you don't want us to do these things, you ought to do X? I don't see it. And, I suppose real hawks hate making offers, but it seems to me that if you're going to be doing the things that we're doing, you might ask for something before you do it, see whether or not they'd say yes.
Moscow is now talking daily with North Korea, we presume for weapons, shells, for the war in Ukraine. But it also Moscow and North Korea are both proposing, along with China, joint naval exercises. Are these three separate nuclear powers, or are they all one, Henry, in your measure?
I think they're more integrated than we thought. Now, that is, we thought they weren't integrated at all. And to be honest, they've got a long way to go. But I think what we're seeing is a new kind of entente, I hesitate to use the word axis, of China, Russia, and now North Korea. And it's not going to be an easy group to deal with. Now, they have a lot of divisions between themselves, but they are trying to put those aside for the moment. And they're going to present some real non-nuclear and nuclear headaches for us. And watch, the tech transfers are going to go fast and furious beyond what they have already, which are pretty substantial. Much of that missile and nuclear force benefited from Chinese and Russian assistance.
30 seconds, Henry. Looking at Poland again, do you presume that the nuclear-capable F-35s are in the train? 30 seconds.
Well, they could be. I don't, you know, no one called me this morning to tell me, but I'm not sure that would be an awful idea. It seems to me that that's somewhat sensible. But I would hold off putting the nuclear weapons on Polish soil. I don't know that that's necessary, and it could be a military operational rabbit hole or distraction from other things that really need to be focused on. And we do need to reassure the Poles that the alliance is serious and that we're serious about protecting them.
Henry Sikorski, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.